So, indicating the effects of quality control. So what we've got here is that nitrate present in freshwater creeks, so a local problem. We've got EPA analyses, commercial analyses. We've got National Heritage Trust, commercial analyses. And then we've got Water Watch, a bunch of amateurs using some El Cheapo gear. Now you've got the mean value that they're finding in the same creek plus the error bars associated with it. And as you can see, the size of these error bars here are much larger because they haven't been able to afford the sort of quality control procedures to put in place to ensure you get good data. So the tighter those error bars, the more people have spent money and effort on ensuring the quality assurance process works well. Move to now, in the prac, I emphasise the fact we've got to be really careful on washing glassware with acid and stuff like that. Here's our EPA analyses for phosphorus, NHT, better still, and these ones here actually go right off the scale. Now, the organisation there is doing good things, okay, but in terms of analyses, they do not have good quality assurance procedures in place. And obviously there needs to be some particular QC process in there that they haven't done. And this can be as simple as, you know, not washing out some of their sample containers with acid before they use the things. And so you actually have some phosphate background in your analytical container. I had a student who wanted to come up with an easy project some years back, and he wanted to use some of their data. Now this was before I saw these graphs. But I actually looked at some of the data and then the scatter is absolutely scary. We can't possibly use that for something completely unknown. It was looking again at water quality parameters, pHDO sort of values. The scatter was just too large to use. So you have to be very careful and make sure that people are running blanks, they're running controls and setting upper limits, setting zeros, and that they're checking against other labs. So in this case here, these commercial labs will always be doing inter-lab comparisons. So occasionally send off a sample to the other lab, just make